Today is the same day that we just filmed the last one. We're doing them in a row.
It's another one, guys. Here we are, growing later into the night. Hopefully I'm not so negative. Hopefully I'm not negative on this podcast, but it'll be fine.
I think I'm tired. It's harder to, because we're not, like, talking about one specific thing.
Yeah, we've got kind of a different episode today for you guys. It's, well, you explain it.
Okay, party people. So, I had this idea where we would, it'd be like a get to know us slash how, what did I say before? How do we perceive each other?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have a list of categories, and I think we're gonna take turns going first, so it might
start
sound
confusing.
Scattered, but hopefully it kind of...
You'll pick it up, I'm sure.
It's just so the same person doesn't go first over and over. But, I'm gonna say, if I was a blank, what kind of blank would I be? And then Chloe has to guess. Or not, like, guess, but...
Like...
Say what yeah. she sees me as under this topic. And then I'll do the same for her. So, I don't know how long this list will take. If it ends up being really short, then I don't know. We'll see what happens. And if it's long, we'll just do fewer. Cool. Okay, logic. Yeah. So I'm going to start. Mm-hmm. Is that cool with you?
Yeah.
I'm
nervous.
Chloe, if I was a bird, what kind of bird would I be?
Oh, and we're doing a time.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say that. Okay, keep your eye on that little clock.
Okay, so maybe we'll do 10 seconds. Although this has gone over 10 seconds now.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay, so
because we have to say what it is and why.
Yeah, like first thoughts.
Okay, that's right.
Okay, so bird. I think maybe like a chickadee or a robin.
That's
like
cute.
Just something like small and like sweet, I would say.
Okay.
You're definitely not like a crow. I'll say
Thank
that.
You. Brings death. Thanks. Cool. Okay, for you. Oh, I wasn't even thinking about it. I should have been thinking while
you should have been thinking about it.
Dang.
Wasting time.
Okay, you would be a flamingo because...
I forgot that they're a bird. Okay, yeah.
You're quite tall.
I am.
Everyone knows when you're around. Your personality is loud, like the color pink.
Wow, yeah, that's true.
Cool.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
No, it's my turn.
Oh, yes, okay. So maybe, like, skip those ones and come back to them later.
Gotcha.
Just for that.
Okay. So, if you were a plant, what
No,
plant?
If you were
if
a plant.
If I was a plant, what plant would I be?
I feel like a succulent, because
Ooh.
You are low maintenance,
mm-hmm.
which is good. And,
yeah.
But maybe one that, like, again, like, you're just so outgoing. So I was going to be, like, I don't know, an overgrown aloe plant or something.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're soothing.
Wow.
Okay. I'm happy with that
Plus,
answer.
I get sunburnt and I need aloe vera quite often.
Zing.
Perhaps.
I did that on purpose. Okay. If I was a plant, what would I be?
I don't really know.
That's not...
That's a hard one.
You can't
okay.
answer
yeah,
you don't
you're right.
know.
You would be, I think, something leafy.
Cool.
Like a fern, maybe, or an ivy.
Oh,
something
yeah,
Something like
be
that.
Bird.
Yeah, I think something definitely leafy and ferny. Yeah, I just think, I don't know, something about leaves and ferns.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I feel like that doesn't even need to
yeah.
be further explained.
I can't
don't
even,
know why.
Yeah. Fitting.
Hopefully it's not because you think I have, like, skin tags.
You flap in the breeze a lot.
like bingo wings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Like
bingo wings, everybody, are, like, flabby arm hangs.
Yeah, like old people.
No offense to anyone that has those. I just...
No.
Don't have them.
Not yet.
One day. Okay. whose turn is it now?
Yours.
If I was a piece of jewelry, what would I be?
Definitely a choker.
Oh.
Mostly only because of the fact that you wear it every single day,
That's
basically.
True.
Actually, you wear a lot of jewelry, so Well, that's kind of a hard one for me, because, like, I associate, like, nose rings with you, and then I associate your no earrings with you. Basically, like, any jewelry, and, like, your bike chain bracelet, like, and then the rings that you just got like, well, not an easy one for me to answer for you.
Well, you went with your gut.
But I think choker, definitely, like, yeah.
Okay, this, I don't know if it's is it a piece of jewelry or a accessory. I was gonna say scrunchie for you.
That's a good one. That's like, yeah. Well, yeah. I think it counts.
You don't really wear anything. Like, you have
earrings. I have, like, the one ring and then, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying scrunchie. It's a piece of jewelry.
Well, you have your gut, too.
So no one can stop me.
That works.
Now it's your turn.
Okay. Wait, this one or this one?
Either.
Okay. Okay, so... if I were a state in the USA, which state would I be? This is a really hard one, actually, because...
I wrote this one down, but not being like, oh, I'm horrible at geography.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. I like a challenge.
Right.
Once in a while. I feel like...
This is a hard one, so I think we can extend the time on it. It's like a hard one to answer, like, about somebody.
Dead air. I don't know. I keep thinking Rhode Island, but I know nothing about it. But maybe island, because you like to be alone.
That's true. Plus, it's still in the, like, northern states, so it'll be, like, nice and cool.
Yeah, I was gonna say, or like Hawaii, but you hate being hot.
Ooh, so. Yeah. Ooh.
Oh wait, isn't Maine?
Maybe Alaska. Maybe I'd be Alaska.
Oh wait, where the heck is Maine? Oh no.
Maine is, like, also north.
But it's like not an island.
New York, no.
Yeah, Chloe, you're Alaska.
Definitely Alaska, like, not even close to any other state, and just cold.
Sounds pleasant to me. Okay, what state am I?
I think you'd be California, but I don't know why. I think maybe because, like, it's very, like, artsy and, like, inclusive, like, vegan and gluten-free and everything, and that is you. Well, like, it would just be easy for you to eat there, really, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Plus, you like being warm, and, you know, I don't know. I've always wanted to go to California. I think that's one of the states that I would visit.
Cool.
Plus, they have a really good art gallery there. Fact.
Just one?
One that I know of.
Oh. Okay, if I was a home decor item, what would I be?
That one's really hard for me to think of. I mean, like, maybe art piece, but, like, that's so broad. You'd be maybe, like, I don't know, that's a hard one.
Walking to Pier 1 Imports, what's the first thing you see that reminds you of me?
I don't know, like, cutlery? That's not really, like, that.
Why?
It's not a decor item. No. Maybe, like, a Chez Lounge.
Chez Lounge?
Yeah, sure.
Is that it?
Probably.
Right.
I don't know why, though. Just, like, lounging and, like, comfort. Like, that's...
Comfort and lounge. Cool.
Yeah. What about if I... What about me?
You're a desk.
What about me? I'm a desk?
I don't know. I said it as a joke, but, like, maybe actually. Because you're, like, you're very solid in your opinions.
Mm.
And you get stuff done.
Yeah, that's fair. I've always wanted, like, when I was living in Muskoka still, my mom let me use one of her old desks from IKEA, and it was so big and so nice, and, like, you could just have so much stuff on it and so much space to work still, and I really miss that desk.
I'm sorry.
But it's so heavy, because it's solid wood and also solid steel. So now I just have a tiny little wooden desk, and you can't do anything on it. But I still use it. So I think a lot about getting new desks. So maybe that's a really good answer.
Do you think we're letting time escape us just a little bit?
Maybe.
I don't know, we're allowed a couple tangents.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think you go next.
Oh, yeah.
It's color.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, if I were a color, what color would I be?
Well, man, like, the obvious answer is mustard.
Yeah, that's...
Because that's your favorite color.
I think that's just the answer. Like, I don't think they're... Well, no, I could see another color.
Are you thinking one specifically?
Yeah.
Black?
no, but... Well, yeah, but also one more.
Blue? Pink?
Nope.
Green?
Yeah.
What?
Specifically...
I don't know.
Dark green.
Oh, okay.
It's either, yeah, mustard or dark green or black that I'm wearing. So those were all really pretty decent guesses.
What color am I?
I want to say, like, either, like, really baby pink or really baby blue, but I don't know why. It could be because that's what you dyed your hair for as Halloween. But, like...
Oh, like something pastels.
About, yeah, like, really pastel-y.
Also, I'm a baby, so...
Also, baby teeth, you know? So, shout out.
That's the name that I go by as an artist, not...
Art name.
I have adult teeth, I promise.
Check it out on the Instagram. Promo.
Well, thanks. That was unexpected.
but maybe it's because you're always wearing, like, baby blue jeans. And then you have that one shirt that person made you with the... It's, like, white on the front and then pink on the back.
Oh, yeah. My friend made that.
Yeah. Good shirt.
Quality. Where are we at? Oh. What type of fabric am I?
What's that shirt made out of?
Cotton?
Okay.
How boring.
Maybe like... Ooh, that's hard. I don't know a lot of fabrics off the top of my head.
You just think of like textures.
Maybe like really thick, like chunky wool. Like really thick knit though.
Huh.
But I don't know why.
Okay. I was gonna say corduroy for you.
Interesting.
Because it's really soft and you like fall. And
that's
corduroy
true.
Equals fall.
It really does, yeah.
Corduroy is that season in a fabric.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've never owned a corduroy piece, but, like, it's not too late.
Okay, so I think it's you now. Don't do that one. That's not as good.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry if my writing is completely impossible.
It really is.
Okay. Food item? I have.
Oh, okay, that's what that says. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, so I get to pick out of these three. Oh my gosh, wow. Okay.
Well, we can do all three of them.
Okay, if I were a type of salad, what type of salad would I be? I'm so interested to hear
answer. Caesar salad with so much dressing.
That's the exact answer I was hoping you'd say! That's so good. That's exactly my favorite type of salad, so.
What am I? What salad?
You're probably like egg salad or...
zero vegetable content.
Or you're like a too healthy salad. Like that one that you bought that time. With the stupid dressing that didn't work. And it was just you eating vegetables instead of being salad. But no, you'd be like...
No, that was terrible.
You'd have like a kale salad with like...
Oh, yes.
Just full baby carrots and... Like quinoa or something in there.
It sounds good. It sounds good.
I know. That is something you would eat.
Correct.
Genuinely.
Okay. I wouldn't be disingenuous eating that salad, that's for sure.
Definitely.
If I was a dessert, what would I be?
The first thing I thought of was tiramisu, but like... No explanation why. I think maybe it's the coffee in it that I'm just
fun
like.
Fun to say.
Maybe, yeah.
I am fun to say.
Are you?
I don't know what that means. Okay, wait. What is tiramisu?
It's nutmeg.
I'm thinking of marzipan.
Yeah, you are.
Tiramisu is like the.
It's Italian.
Isn't it? Like
yeah, I think
bread.
There's soaked. Yeah, soaked bread, and then there's coffee and nutmeg. And, like, a cream, sort of.
Oh, I should have said, if I was a spice, what would I be? Let's do that later.
Okay.
Nutmeg is my favorite spice.
Thanks. Thanks for the hint. would I be?
Ooh, like banana cream pie or something.
That sounds pretty good.
You're so decadent.
Except I hate pie, so... Maybe not.
I'm so sorry. I was gonna change it to Boston cream pie. No.
Oh, that sounds worse.
Still, I was thinking of a cake, but then I realized it's called pie. Trifle, then.
Oh, yeah. My grandma used to make the best trifle.
Oh, I had a
so
feeling.
So good. Like, it's like a foot thick. Just so, yeah, that's a really,
Foot-tall cake. Was it lots of small layers or a few big layers?
Maybe, like, 8 layers of, like, an inch thick. So not a foot, I guess, but, you know.
8 times 1 inch. 8 inches.
Give or take. Some but speed just math. So good.
Mm. Just some mental math for everybody.
Yeah.
Just want to impress you.
Okay, do I go? Is it better?
Yeah. So you can do that, which says hors d'oeuvres.
Or we're not doing that.
Like a type of a house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we'll do, yeah, so if I were a type of house or home, what would I be?
A cottage! Aww, that's a good cottage.
One. That's, yeah, that's really good.
I feel like I don't need to explain it.
No, you don't. I think that you would be, either, I don't know, because part of you is, like, you're very homey, and, like, you much like being, like, I feel like you much like being with your family. But the other part of me is like, oh, you're very artsy, so, like, I would say, like, some sort of studio apartment, like, really high up with, like, lots of windows and, like, art space and stuff.
Exposed brick, please.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, I don't know which one I lean towards more. Because I think they both kind of suit you.
Wait, what's the first one?
Like, a really nice, like, homey, like, just with your family. Also, like, the people that are in there, like, your sisters are there, and, like, your niece and everything.
Aww.
Yeah. Like, okay. Very, like, family-oriented home.
That's just so adorable. Oh, I love this one that I came up with. If I was a nail decal at the end of a manicure at the salon.
What?
What shape would I be?
Shape? Or of like nail.
What, no, not like the little drawing that they do on your nail.
I've never got my nails done.
But you've seen people with like,
yeah.
Their ring finger has like a little something on it.
So you'd like, probably be like a sun or like a moon or a star. Ooh, like space. One of those three. You'd be like very cosmo. Sweet. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. What would I be? I literally can't even think of one for myself, so I don't.
Oh, I just saw your cheetah print lamp, and I want to say you're a cheetah print
that's manicure, so awful.
But also, that's not a decal. That's a whole design.
That's a whole process.
I think a spiral.
Okay, yeah. I doodle spirals a lot, so I'm behind that.
Cool.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay, if I were an espresso drink, what would I be?
Okay, well, obviously a caramel latte, yeah, but when I was writing this, I wasn't thinking that it would be so easy.
Well, it's hard for me to guess for you, because you drink basically anything with soy.
Ugh, and I don't even like soy. I'm not pushing soy, everybody. I'm not promoting it. I don't stand for it. It's the only option at the cafe we work at.
It's true. Well, yeah, I don't know, because you drink it in Americano now, which is kind of deceiving. Well, you know, you drink black coffee, like, sometimes when we work together.
I usually do.
Yeah.
It's only if I'm bored.
Does cold brew count? Because whenever I think of cold brew, I think of you and Luke, basically. So, it kind of just, like, splits. yeah, I'd say cold brew, even though it's technically not an espresso drink. I would say it takes...
It's something we sell, yeah.
Something, it takes a long time to make. So, okay. Fact.
Cool. Me again. If I was a potato chip flavor, what would I be?
Ketchup.
Really? Yeah?
Yep. Final answer.
Okay, you have to say why.
I don't know.
Please.
Girl, okay, sassy. Like... wait, what? I don't know. For some reason, I don't know. Just that gut feeling. That ketchup? Do you like it? The ketchup?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ketchup.
It's very Canadian.
Ketchup and... Oh, thank you for noticing.
No problem.
But ketchup and salt and vinegar and dill pickle are my three... They're my trifecta.
That's...
I mean, don't eat them all together because your mouth will bleed.
It will burn. You'll lose a part of your tongue for sure.
Actually, dill pickle is my favorite, I think.
Yeah.
What would I be?
I think you like barbecue chips.
I hate barbecue chips.
You do? Okay,
least
good.
Least favorite.
Good.
And all dressed.
I was like...
Least fave top two. But also ketchup.
That's so weird. That's so weird. I mean, that's...
That's fine. You're allowed to have opinions.
Bizarre. Ew, you're so weird.
Gross.
Okay, wait. Well, then, maybe... Because I was going to say dill pickle. As soon as I was like, I love dill pickle. I was like, yeah, I like this gal. Probably dill pickle.
Yeah.
But then for some reason I thought I remembered you saying you like barbecue chips. And I was like, maybe. I don't know.
No, I can eat like, I'll have like 2 barbecue chips. And then I'll be good for a very long time.
For the next 8 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
My dad loves barbecue. Barbecue and plain.
It's a dad flavor.
I'm like, okay.
Dad, grandpa flavor. Those are the only people I know who eat barbecue chips willingly, you know?
And they're the only ones my mom buys. And I'm like, excuse me, more than one person here likes chips.
We're a chip-loving family and you're only buying one. Just writing anonymous notes to your mom. Slipping notes into her grocery list. Like...
Don't forget about me. I'm fully not capable of buying my own chips.
So you're going with dill pickle for final answer?
Yeah, I didn't even explain it. I think just because I like it. And I
yeah, I like it too, so.
That was easy.
That works.
Is there anything left here?
Hmm.
Oh, yes, okay.
Mm.
I'm going to skip over this food one. We have a lot of food ones, but like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
If I was... Oh, wait, it's your turn.
Okay, if I was a dog breed, what dog breed would I be?
I'm a little bit thrown because you asked Luke earlier and he said St. Bernard, and now I'm thinking that. But
right,
I was going to say whatever that one customer's dog.
Border Collie?
Is that what it is? Just because you have the same hair.
Yeah, that's fair. They do run the same colors as me. Like, well, they're on a factory. They run in the same shades as me, so...
The Pantone color chips. Chloe's hair is right next to dog hair.
No, that's... Yeah, I'd say
but
that's
like,
pretty good guess.
But, like, personality-wise, I don't know. I don't know dog breeds very well.
Well, I know that's something you'd have to work on.
Are you willing to help me?
We'll see.
That wasn't the answer.
I think you would be, you're definitely, I'm trying to think of, like, the best one out of, like, the 5 that are in my head right now. I'd say...
Okay, after you pick one, I want to hear the other ones that you were deciding with.
Yeah, I think probably Jack Russell stands out for me the most.
Wait, what's that one?
They're, like, small.
Hold
on, I'll show you.
I don't like small dogs, no offense. Small dogs.
Well, I don't either. Sorry, but I like you, so I mean.
World, I just need you to know that she spelt it Jock Russell.
I'm on Google. Trying to be fast, like this little guy.
That's like a very average looking dog.
Well, okay, so they're very smart.
There's some funny.
They're smart. Confused. They jump super high,
do
and
I jump
you like
high?
Climbing, so
oh,
you get up there. They need a lot of affection. And they're cuddly, so I feel like that's
I
you.
Need a lot of
I feel like you need attention. Out of both of us, I feel like it might be you. Although sometimes everybody does.
We both are like...
I mean, all dogs need affection, and so do us.
I thought you meant like romantically, and I was like...
No, I just mean like in life.
I do like friends.
Yeah, so that's a good part of it.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know, the other dog breeds, I was thinking, like, a Labrador.
Ah, Chloe, these are all just, like, generic dog.
Yeah, I know, but
they're,
like...
I was crossing my fingers so hard for Dalmatian.
Ooh.
It's my favorite dog. Well, Dalmatian and German Shepherd.
You never see Dalmatians.
I know!
Where are they?
Right here, baby. It's me!
Like, you know how when you were younger and, like, TV shows would have Dalmatians for the fire trucks? And yeah, they, like, all had them. And I was just like, oh, they must be a common dog then. No. I've seen maybe 6 Dalmatians in my entire life.
You've been fooled by 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, like, what the hell? Where did they go? Where are they? I can't imagine that there's 100 Dalmatians in the world right now. No. There's maybe, like, 58.
Okay, can we just pause? Are we expected to believe that those two main dogs had 100 puppies?
At once?
99?
She would be dead. There is no way that a dog could carry more than, like, 11 babies. I don't believe it. Exposing 101 Dalmatians with Steph and Chloe.
We'll delve deeper in the next one.
Yeah. We should have like a Disney
breakdown.
Breakdown. Ooh.
Unbox or whatever they say.
Unboxing? Yeah, alright. Well, maybe we should maybe we'll, unless you have like one last one.
The one last
Let's
one.
Let's do a finale.
What kind of pizza?
That's pretty good, yeah. What kind of pizza would you be?
Ending every podcast with something pizza related.
Well, you don't eat meat, so that makes it a little bit like less of a pre-made pizza option I could go for.
You could just do like 3-topping pizza.
Yeah, okay, so 3-topping pizza, I feel like you would go...
Not what I would order, but what I would be.
Oh, okay, that's harder. So I was like, I feel like this could be fun. what you would be, you'd probably have... like feta cheese or something, not just regular.
okay.
I feel like you'd go like above and beyond for that. But then I feel like you'd stay really classic. Like you'd be. Well, like you're classic Steph. She
what
would.
What does that mean?
Classic Steph would go for just like, you know, green pepper and. Like broccoli or something weird.
I'm cringing just as usual.
I thought this was gonna be a lot easier.
I don't like green peppers.
What?
What?
I've grown to like green peppers over the past 2 years.
Green is my least favorite pepper.
Really?
Everybody? Oh my gosh.
That's my most favorite pepper.
We're interrupting this to say if I was a bell pepper, what freaking color would I be?
Well, red. Because I think, or yellow? I don't know. Well, you're not green.
Chloe, orange is my favorite.
Oh. See, green's my favorite, so.
Yeah, well, you would be a yellow pepper, so.
I hate them.
Why?
I don't know. Green is just, like, it's the most, like, savory out of the peppers, and I think I appreciate that. Because I hate sweet things. I'd much
rather
have.
Except caramel lattes.
Well, you know what? If I'm gonna have a latte, it's gotta be nice, you know? I'm not putting salt in my latte.
Well, you can.
I'm not going to. Okay, what pizza would I be?
I need to finish with the peppers. I need closure on the peppers. Green is only good not cooked. And red I like the best cooked.
Interesting.
Orange and yellow are good. Any which way, they're perfect.
Right.
If you were a pizza, I feel like you'd just be like crispy pepperoni. Is that I don't want to say...
Yeah.
Or, like, pepperoni and mushrooms or something.
Yeah, that sounds more like me. Okay, you tell me what you actually put on your pizza now, because now I'm just, like, want to know. Like,
what toppings I
make? Yeah, 3-topping pizza.
Well,
what would you go for?
More based on personality, but I will answer your question here. Sun-dried tomatoes die for. When it's, like, toppings that cost more. Yeah. I always like those ones. I'm not bougie,
really?
But
no.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
So, like, sun-dried tomatoes.
All right.
And artichokes.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, I might do feta, I don't know, but spinach is good on it.
Wow.
Onions. Oh, my gosh, both kinds of olives. Thanks. I like lots of toppings. I'm the kind of person that goes to Pita Pit or Subway, and I'm like, put as much of all of the vegetables on, because I'm paying the same price no matter what. And I'm not getting meat, which is expensive, so pile them on.
Okay.
I like to give them an arm workout to close my sandwich.
That's nice of you.
I do it for them, really.
Next episode, you can tell the listeners about the pizza sub experience. I think that's worth maybe its own episode. Like, that's an experience.
We should just provide a link. Like, read it. http://. Because that...
Pizzastory.com.
I made a post, a story on Instagram once,
about trying a pizza sub for the first time, and it was a hit, surprisingly.
Yeah, it was memorable, for sure.
We definitely went over time here.
So. Okay, just tell them, I'll tell you guys what I like on my pizza before we go, because I think it's important. okay, so I'm always gonna go for a thick crust. I'm always gonna go for extra sauce, because that usually doesn't cost extra.
Oh, if I it love does, sauce. Then, like,
don't bother, because that's a waste of money. and then I'm gonna go for normal cheese. And then, okay, usually, because usually the deal is for a 3-topping pizza, so then I'll go pepperoni, green pepper, and mushrooms. But if I can, if I'm feeling, you know, like, extra that day, I'll go pepperoni, green pepper, mushrooms, green olives. Really just hit it home. Yeah, delicious. Ever, like... Best combo for the meteors.
Ugh. I thought you said for the meteors, like
outer space. For the meteors. For space.
Do it for space. So good. Yeah, olives on pizza.
Beautiful.
Easiest way to drink a like 4 gallons of water.
Yeah, you're gonna need at least just eat it next to your kitchen sink, really. It's like you're just gonna have to have that thing on, you know? Yeah, no, salty. I put green olives on just anything though, like pitas, subs, pizza,
caramel latte.
I'll stick one in there. We were eating olives before this started. Like, I'm eating olives as much as I can at this point in my life. So that's that. Best way to end the episode. Okay, guys.
Yeah, pretty much know everything about us.
Well,
should we just stop podcasting? They know.
Well, that's the end, guys. Thanks for these 5 episodes. It's been really fun. Yeah, okay, well, we went kind of over time a little bit, but you know what? You guys deserve it. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next time.
I hope this was interesting.
Yeah, like, if it wasn't, just... let us know, and we won't do this again. But we had fun, so thanks.
Sweet dreams, or enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.